This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm very excited to have my next guest on here. He's been on the show numerous of times. It's been a long time since he's been on the show. I'm talking about Lominco Metals, Inc. You can find him on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol LMRMF. You can find him on the TSX Venture up there in Canada under the ticker symbol LMR. And with us today, we're very lucky to have him as the CEO and president of the company, Mr. Paul Gill. Paul, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Everett.
Update the graphite market. Copper prices are down, silver prices are down. What is it looking like in the market of graphite?
It's important to really follow the analyst in this particular field. And what we've done is we've followed benchmark mineral intelligence. And the main analyst there is Simon Moores. He'll be presenting at the Prospectors and Developers Association conference up in Toronto next week on March 4th. So we're really anticipating what he has to say. Now, this is an interesting situation. He presented to the U.S. Senate Committee on Mines and Energy February 4th, and he put out a very bleak outlook on North American production of graphite, lithium, and cobalt, specifically saying that there is absolutely no graphite being made in North America except for one location in Canada, and that's Imerys, and that's right near our property. So we need to look at the demand that's coming for lithium-ion batteries. I mean, it's going to go crazy. There's 56 megafactories planned in China alone and a handful only in North America. So if there's a new market here, if we don't have North American supply, we're going to be left out of a very huge value creation industry that's happening for the next 10 or 15 years. So it's vitally important that he's speaking on this subject and making everyone aware, and including the U.S. Senate, who's, finally decided to change the legislation for U.S. companies and allow for them to update the way in which mining occurs and exploration occurs in the U.S. So it's exciting times for graphite. We see the price stabilized at about $1,400 per ton U.S. And we see that the next few years we can only see a climb in the price as demand increases.
You know, it's been a little while since you've been on my show. You came on my show back in April of 2018. That being said, can you bring us an update on your flagship property?
Yeah, since that time in April, we had looked at drilling the La Lute property. We missed our opportunity last year to do so. We were ready to go, but ended up getting in some audit issues, and so we fixed all of that. But by the time we were ready to drill, it was really into April and May, and we just, it's very difficult to drill in those like locations up in Quebec when it isn't frozen ground. So you want to drill when the ground is frozen so you can bring these big drill rigs in and not have any environmental damage, because you can take them right over top of the lakes to get to the site. It's almost like a highway that's graded. Ice roads are a big thing back up in the Northwest Territories with diamond mines. So it works really well. So we've got the drill on site right now. It's been drilling and coming up with, I think, about 15 different drill holes so far, and we should be finished fairly quickly and get results out to the market. So we're very excited about this. It's going to basically change the company's valuation. And the reason is because we've discovered an area that is three times the grade of the current resource we have. The current resource is about 18 million tons of 3.5% graphite. Well, this new area we're drilling is 14.5% graphite over 110 meters. So what we're doing is taking using a circle around that particular hole and drilling it out so we know the extent of the mineralization, and then following the mineralization a little bit. It's a little bit like playing Battleship, where you don't know exactly where the item is, but you just have to keep hitting around it, and then you'll find the direction which the mineralization goes. So it should be really interesting and a big, huge valuation change for LAMECO.
Well, I definitely have a couple questions for you. One, most of the companies that come on my show are dealing with silver and gold. And as you know, out of a ton of ore, they usually get anywhere from 4 to 7 grams of gold out of a ton of ore. Explain to myself and my listeners, what's the process of extrapolation of bringing the graphite out of the ground?
Yeah, it's a very good question because people need to understand how value is created. So let's break it down this way. In a square meter of earth or material in our area, there's about 4 tons of ore, ore laden with graphite. Once you break that out, you're looking at 10% of it being graphite. So you're looking at 400 kilograms of graphite. You multiply by 2, that's 800 pounds of graphite. So you're looking at in the sort of scheme of things, you only need about three square meters of material to come up with, you know, 1,400 tons of material, or 1,000 tons of material,
right,
which will sell for 1,400. So that's really a small area when you think about it. So it's really, you know, mining is all about value in the ground. What can you extract that material for? So our cost of extraction is only $15 or $20. That's very cheap because it's all open pit. It's all at surface. And you can basically extract that material very, very easily. Processing is not that hard either. What you do is you crush those rocks, and it's a particular type of rock called marble gneiss, which is like fused grains of sand, of marble sand, with little flakes of graphite within it. So once you crush that material and then use a cyanide flotation, the graphite comes to the top, the marble sinks, and you have a really nice concentrate that you can make out of that with 90 or 94% recovery of the material. And that then gets secondary processing happening. So, you know, basically we can create a value in which our costs are only about $500 per ton, and that's almost with everything in. But you can sell it for $1,400 or $15 per ton. So that $1,000 per ton is really the value of this project. And you're thinking of millions and millions of tons. Our target is getting 25 million tons of material that we can mine at $1 million tons per year for 25 years. So if you break that down, that's about 100,000 tons. Multiply that by $1,000 per ton that you're getting, so 100,000 times 1,000, and you're looking at a very, very large number, 100 million per year that you can get from this mine as a potential profit. So that is incredible. Over the 25 years, you're looking at $2.5 billion. Now, when you value that in the ground, you've got to take only 10% of that. So 10% of that is still a huge number, $250 million. We're at a market cap of $5 million right now. So if we can prove that up, we're going to have a very good argument, an economic argument, to say that we have a huge valuation jump coming for LAMECO.
You know, Paul, that being said, most of the guys that come on my show that are in your space and industries, exploration, they keep on saying, Ev, we're exploratories. We find it and then we sell it off. Are you telling me and you're telling my audience that you guys are going to go ahead and bring this to full production yourself? Or do you plan on selling off the site?
Well, the key here is you're always looking to put it into production because that is the long-term value add here. When you put it into production, you're going to have to raise the money to do so. In order to do that, there's several different waypoints. One, the next resource is drill results, or next waypoint is drill results. Then you have resource. Then you have a pre-economic assessment. At the point of a pre-economic assessment, we're going to have a document that will allow us to put a value on the project and put that into the books of LAMECO. That is the target here. So that value we anticipate to be somewhere between 75 and 150 million. So if we can prove that up, and that's the target right now, if we can prove that up, what will that do to a $5 million market cap?
Absolutely.
And it's not some airy fairy software that apologies to Silicon Valley. It's not some airy fairy software. You can tell I'm not that apologetic. that may be duplicated by someone else in China. This is material in the ground in Canada, in North America, that has an operating mine 50 kilometers or 50 miles away that we can sell that material to, or we can take this PEA and then fundraise and get a bankable feasibility. A bankable feasibility is the next step. And when you have a bankable feasibility, you just go into the bank and put the document on the table and say, I need $500 million to build this, and here's the reasons why. And it has all the engineering all set up and ready to go. So we see a clear path at that point. If we get taken out and someone says, well, here's a big check, we want to take over, we'll have to consider that at the time.
In closing here, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to touch upon that you would like to illustrate to my listeners? We've got a couple minutes left.
Yeah, I think there's one other thing that is going to add value for this company. Not only do we have LAMECO and the LALUT project, we also own several different technologies. And the most exciting thing right now about the technology investments we had is the upcoming IPO of Prometheus Technologies in the UK. So what we've done there is we've gone and set up a company in the UK that will have an IPO in Europe, and we're looking at anywhere between 2.5 to 7.5 million euros on that IPO, and it's set up to create a technology fund and house all of the technology that LAMECO has developed in the last little while. So eventually, all the technologies that LAMECO owns will be transferred over to Prometheus Technologies, and that Prometheus will send over monies for LAMECO in order in compensation for buying those out. And the reason that's important is that's a non-dilutive financing for us to move the LALUT project forward, and also allows for those technologies to go and add value and for Prometheus to continue raising money for them. The problem had been in the past that LAMECO's market cap was so small. If we add a bunch of material or changes in for technology, that makes us a technology company because the value of the technology increases over the value of the mine. So that's why we have to separate it out, and I think it's going to be a big value add in addition to the LALUT property.
Paul Gill's been my guest today. He's the CEO and president of LAMECO Metals, Inc. You can go to their website if you want to, LAMECO.com. You can also find them on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol LMRMF. On the TS Venture, you can find them under the ticker symbol LMR. Paul, I want to thank you for stopping by on the show. Sounds like your company is getting ready to blow up. I wish you nothing but continued success. Only thing I ask from you is you come back on the show in 40 or 50 days and give me an update. I'm very interested in what's going on in the graphite market.
Yeah, absolutely will. Thanks so much for having me, Everett.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or the station.